Your animal is the enemy of the path. You should return and understand another way of looking at the stuff and come out of yourself. This was the first paragraph. Said, for this, first give up your own imagination and your beliefs and all that stuff. Get rid of it. Second, we'll come back to this. Next week, we'll start with this. Secondly, give up your attraction towards this intelligence. And thirdly, give up the stupid wishes you have. Because now that I'm talking, don't you want to learn the spell? Oh, silly of you. Because it's not the spell. The spell doesn't work. You have to have a clean mouth. It doesn't work that way. You know what? Look at you. Who are you? Huh? You are the guy who is feeding his donkey some holy... Holy verses. You're waiting for the things to happen, to be done. You don't feed your animal even. You don't even educate your brain about the beauty. And the others, they try to steal it. You will be happy to sing with them. Do you remember all those stories? To say what? To say that, remember, in these times, if you fail, you cannot blame anyone. Because this is not the path of blame. You should be really prepared to give up yourself, that intelligent tricks and wits you learned, and the desire about some magical stuff. There is magical stuff, but it doesn't work like that. It's different. How different it is. Now, let's go with the book. He said, listen, my friend, you have some silly wishes and you are the guy who wants, you are the Sufi, that you want the others to do it for you, don't you? Any of you? Don't you wish that I will meditate tonight, tomorrow you will be master like Rumi? And you don't ask yourself, why should I want this? Because you know what's good about Rumi? Rumi feels good. You being Rumi, do you feel good? No. You're just good. He's feeling good. Why? Because he walked the path. He paid the due and he's happy about that. Not about what he is. If he's happy about what he is, he's a selfish, arrogant, silly fellow like me. He's happy about the changes happened to him. Do you remember? He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was nothing, now I am. Because love came, therefore I am. It's like that. And do not, please, converse with me in that educated, intellectual manners. The book of the Sufi, or the Sufi's book, is not ink of letter. It's not but the heart, white as a snow. So remember, I will talk philosophy, right? Arguments. But we are looking for a good heart only. These are nonsenses. Well, I have to talk like this. But please, check. Your mind is busy with what? Really, honestly, what is your mind busy with right now? Even right now, you think about the past and the future because this is what the brain is. Therefore, you miss this moment, this little one. Guess what? Only this is real. The rest is nonsense. Past and the future? This moment. Because in the past and the future, memories are there, history is there. But feeling good should happen in this moment. That's what we are looking for. Do not forget this moment. And remember that I'm talking to this story. Listen to the story, but I'm telling this story for something else. I try to provoke your passion, your feeling, your emotions. So participate in this. Because if not, tomorrow you cannot walk the path. If at the night you don't feed the donkey, you cannot walk. So yes, first we'll talk a lot about this. Up to book 4, Rumi is talking to your intelligence. Only book 5 and 6, he doesn't care about intelligence anymore. Talks about something else, and those 2 books are a little bit heavy. They should be handled differently, you will see. Therefore, he said, remember, attend to your job. Doctor, what is your job? Do you remember? He said, do not make your home in men's land. Do your own work. Do not do the work of a stranger. Who is the stranger? This. The stranger, who is the stranger? Your earthen body, for the sake of which is your sorrow. Your body is the stranger one. Work for that real one of you, which is the higher authority of you, which is above your intelligence and your machine. You, if you always think about this one, you miss the other one. You see, this doesn't mean do not attend to this, but this is not it. This is like you give your car, you take it to gas station, you put gas in it, your services and all that, right? But not for the car. For the sake of, okay, this is the instrument, you have another work, really. This is the machine. You have one work. What is that work? This is the question that you cannot hesitate. What is your work here? Who are you? Do you remember? Oh, brother, you are the same thought. As for the rest, you are only bone and fiber. You are your thought. What you are, the rest is nothing. The rest is bone and machine. You are what you are thinking. And if that thinking is like a flower, you are like a flower. If your thoughts are beautiful, you are beautiful. If your body is beautiful, your thoughts are ugly, you are ugly. Because your body is temporary and is changing and it's not you. You are that one. And we want to work with that one. Because this is what the harmony dictates. Let's work on that other part of you. Because in reality, then they is the inmost consciousness of the saint beside their moon, they as a shadow. Means there is some day that we're talking, these saints, they experience something that's what we are here to experience. We have all these heart and passion and levels of this and that to feel something one. The one that is exceptional, they say, yes, it's there and they experience it. We have to go towards that. And ironically, when they are there, they say, ha, here it is, look at me. Therefore, there are 2 ways of saying, look at me. One is the one that Pharaoh is saying, look at me, I have everything. The other one is, look at me, I'm the Hab, this is Mansur, who is giving everything, who is That's nothing. But is it? Remember this, because being beautiful doesn't depend on what you have. What your spirit is. This is what we are talking about. Therefore, listen carefully how I explain it. And he gave that explanation of this knowledge, wisdom I prefer. And I repeated it, I believe. And I'll repeat it again. Because to me, it's not repetition whenever I reread a part of Masnavi. He talked about this knowledge. And he said, you want to understand what is this wisdom? This wisdom has an attitude. Do you remember the attitude of this wisdom? He said, this wisdom, if you are a no good fellow, really, your heart is no good, and you try to learn this, and you study it carefully, and you do all your homeworks and all that, you will understand. But if you are a good-hearted fellow, and you're lazy, you don't practice it, this is like an eagle looking for you, who will come find you and be with you. This is what this is all about. With my bad English, I will read it to you. This is, no, someone else. Doctor, you volunteered. Please start from 316. Though you may learn wisdom by rote.
Give ear heedfully to these, O squinting one. Apply the eyes up by way of the ear. Holy words, then, do not abide in blind hearts.
I believe I'm confused.
Yeah. She's a few sentences before.
There are two different ones, right?
Yeah, she's just a couple of verses before.
A couple of verses before that. It starts with, though you may learn wisdom by rote.
That's not... What? 315?
It's 318.
Yeah, maybe yours is 308. 308, 307.
Though you may learn wisdom by rote, it becomes quick to you when you are unworthy. And though you write it and note it, and though you brag and expound it, it withdraws its face from you, O disputatious one. It snaps its bonds and flight from you. If you read not and it sees your ardor, knowledge will be a bird docile to your hand. It does not abide with every unskilled tyro, like a peacock in the house of a peasant.
See, that's it. So you will remember this forever. This is what this wisdom is like. See, this wisdom is like this. If you study it carefully, you go to the road, you remember it, you have notes and all that, and you're no good old fellow, it will run away from you, it will quit you. But if you don't do anything, but you're worthy, it will come to you. This is something to always remember. There are two things that you should always remember. One is this, one is where we left. Next time we come to it. And I'll repeat it, I even repeat it now. The point is that this attraction comes from the text to you. One. Second, the hope is... What is the big hope in this? Hope? The hope is every step you go towards beauty, you will not come back. That beautification of heart is permanent. It's not something that you lose it.